Man, look, it's the first shoot of 2018. We decided to bring you guys Eminem Revival. Let me talk about what I like. I like the fact that M's on social political. I like Bad Husband, you know what I'm saying? Being introspective, understanding the fact. Well, no. Wait, hold on. See, you're looking at me. Mm-mm. You're looking at me.
Go ahead.
I'm saying I like the content. I don't necessarily like the song. I like the fact when
I feel you, man. Look. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
I know. I'm not even gonna be.
Don't worry about it. Look, I get what you're saying. It's the content.
The content.
Some of the content
on this. I was like, okay, and I feel you.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
And that's it.
Musically, M. What the fuck is going on, dog?
It's amazing how we went from, I think, reviewing Marshall Mathers LP like a few months ago, and like, listen to this, and be like,
man, look, bitch, he may stand.
Bitch, he may stand.
I understand Eminem's like up there in hip hop culture, pop culture, all of that.
Yeah.
But does he only have Yes Men?
Yes, he has to.
He has to.
Because I'm listening to this, I'm like, dude, who is okay in this shit? And like, as far as production, how you have Dre as your disposal and your production is just like so subpar.
I don't think Dre wanted to do it.
You think that's what that is?
I mean, why wouldn't Dre do it? Unless M didn't want him to do it. But why would he go and tap Rick Rubin for a whole bunch of bullshit rap rock beats instead of going and being like, Dre, let's work, man. We always make gems. Let's work.
You know why he tapped Rick Rubin?
Because the last song on the last album that Rick Rubin did, it actually worked.
And, you know, this is the transition album. This is him transitioning to whatever the second part of his career is going to be.
So, I think he's saying this is his last album.
He says his last album.
And if this is his last album, this is a horrible finish. Yes, because at this point, in my opinion, he's like ruining his legacy.
Absolutely.
Making albums like this.
Yeah.
How many times they say it's their last album?
If he says this is by far his last one, I'm going to take him to his word until we get another album.
I think he says that now, but I don't know if his pride would allow him to take all the negative that's going to probably come from this album.
I don't think he has a choice.
I don't know
that he can do better than this. I think this
that's why Ken said what he said or whatever about it being like a transition thing.
I think transition to what
exactly
to the I guess like more the positive mature, I guess like more mature back, what I heard on this album was like positive style, more mature
because he made Baz Meets Evil with Royce and he was at that point where he had made Recovery. And he made Bad Meets Evil.
Yeah, Recovery so was like, already the transition.
Yeah.
Like, the transition is done.
And he went and made Bad Meets Evil. So,
but Recovery wasn't this, though.
Recovery was a very positive album. It was very, like, apologetic and all this bullshit.
Yep. Yep.
Like, this album, it's musically terrible.
It is.
Yeah. It's lyrically terrible.
Like, direction-wise,
production, everything is just bad.
Corny lines, like
yeah,
corny,
like,
yeah, and with corny lines,
and like, the end, but like
right, how you drop down so much in your career as you just like you had great peaks and then.
I think it was an unsuccessful go at something different.
Well, I think he's probably at a crossroads, right? Because
how long of a crossroads? Like how many crossroads?
You look at what Recovery was the one that sold a lot of albums.
All his albums. Right?
Yeah.
I know, but Recovery after Relapse was the one that really did well for him. Mm-hmm. Like exceptionally well.
Right.
So I can see him, if this is indeed his last album, wanting to double down on that. He's gonna make so much fucking money off licensing these songs.
No, of course. And I knew somebody was gonna talk about the business aspect of it and him, you know, still doing numbers and all that. Is M not a student of the game?
I don't know if it's necessarily about him trying to do numbers. I think his
he's gonna do numbers because of who he is.
Right.
Regardless.
I understand that, but I think the point, I think where I'm getting at is I think he's trying to appease two different markets. Like I think Framed, I think was one.
Framed was okay.
Okay.
Offended was okay.
Offended, I think, was another one that he put on here.
Yeah.
Which is a toss back to like his older fans.
But you know what? Framed sounded like Relapse. And nobody but like 10% of the public like Relapse.
Yep.
So I don't think there's anything appeasing to his older fans on this.
No.
Nothing.
And that's my problem. And that's the reason why I said, isn't he a student of the game? Right? Like this man, he studies. He studies. He knows what's fucking hot in hip hop. And I don't.
Well, he stole some of the.
Yeah, he did try to go with like, yeah. some of those flows.
Yeah, he was rapping like Migos.
Yes.
He fucking did. But what I'm talking about
is hip hop heads, right? Like hip hop heads. We will listen to Migos, but that's not what we want, right? Like we could be entertained by that. We want M. And M being a student in the game, M knowing what hip hop beats are. What the fuck is this?
It's appealing to somebody.
Yeah, there are a lot of people out here that are liking this.
But is it appealing to hip hop culture? Is it permeating hip hop culture? I don't think it is. Because you know how I know when shit is hot? People hit me up, hey bro, did you hear that? Hey bro, did you see that single? Did you see this video?
You're not the demo though.
Ooh, the demo,
you know what the demo is.
Yeah, come
is.
On, man. You know the
demo.
Yeah,
and that's what I'm saying. It's not hip hop.
It's hip hop. It's just not hip-hop. Your hip hop.
Yeah. I understand. There's a group of people like us. There's a group of people that are similar to us out there. Like
fandom dies down after a week.
No, it doesn't. Not for M.
No.
Okay,
no,
fine.
I'm listening to this. When I put this on, and I went through the first song, of course, Walking Water. Okay, what the fuck? Okay. So I didn't hear any of the singles. Believe. Chloroceptic. Like, dude, I think I laughed. Mm-hmm. Literally no, laughed I did out loud.
Me too.
On the first four or five tracks.
Y'all remember me. I never do this shit. I never give my thoughts on no album or anything like that. This was the first time that I ever would like text y'all like, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like I've never done that. I've never, it's for as long as we've been reviewing shit.
Yeah.
I've never like done that.
Not every single Eminem fan is a hip hop fan.
I know.
Like think about this. Most of Eminem's fans don't even like rap. Like how many people have you met? How many white folks have you met? They're like, man, I don't even like rap, but I like Eminem.
I feel you.
So why would they care if Eminem's not rapping that well on this? Because they like that kind
of
shit.
Of course they don't, but at least personally for Eminem, how does he judge an album?
Like by how much money he's getting?
You think now, so?
At this point
you think that's what it is?
I don't know that he can rap like he is.
It's just the accolades and it's the money, because all I know is how does he let this shit go?
That's he
did here and there, but still though. Exactly. The project was not executed. And my thing is, even at an advanced age in hip-hop or just in music in general, you can still make good music. I don't even know how else to put it. Like, you can still make music that appeals to, you know, like a multitude of people.
You gotta think about this. This is bad for Eminem, but that's it. To your average rap fan, this isn't a bad album.
Well, let's get back to how we personally feel about it. Like, we keep talking about how other people are saying, like, well, how do y'all feel about it?
He already said how he feels. I think it's terrible. And I think it's the biggest disappointment of 2017. Just come on, 2017, right? Yeah.
Right in there.
Yeah. This is up there with fucking Last Jedi. The end of my year was horrible. My December was some bullshit. A lot of people let me down in December. This album, to me, what this sounds like, a really whack rapper that's like in his mid-50s. Like trying to do an Eminem impression with a whole bunch of dad jokes. That's what it sounds like. Like, this is dad joke rap. Who the fuck? I don't want to hear this kind of shit. Like, every time Eminem said one of these lines, you got buns, I got ass burgers. Every time, I'm picturing some old white dude with his pants pulled up real high. It's like, ha ha, got him. Hey, boy, hey, I got one for you. You got buns, I got ass burgers. Jump in the water. I bet you get your, what did he say? I bet you get your, oh, fuck. I bet you get your something from your persona. Like, are you serious?
This is Eminem.
Like, this is Eminem, one of the best rappers of all time. I'm gonna fuck what you say, what you, nobody says. Eminem is one of the best rappers of all time.
Did this album sound like it should have been a collaborative effort with Macklemore?
It wasn't that corny. It had bad lines. I didn't think it mackled.
But it reminded me.
Mackled.
Macklemore-ish.
Yeah.
It was very Macklemore-ish.
That was very disappointing to me.
I can't do that to him.
I can't.
Oh, well, I can't respect him too much. I can't put him in the Macklemore
bucket.
This is big.
Nah, y'all not gonna do this. Y'all not gonna do this. Y'all not gonna mackle Eminem.
You're fucking right, though.
You're right.
Like that. It's like,
fuck.
Yo, and then they should have went on a world tour together. That's what they should have did.
They probably still can.
They probably
could. They could go on a good.
They could have.
Chloroceptic could have been good. The hook on most of the Jordan shit was terrible.
Like,
the hooks on damn near all these songs was bad. Like, but even Frames, the one song I was like, damn, this shit is tight. Because it sounds like old school Relapse, which I still love Relapse. And he's talking about killing people, leaving fucking body parts in front of Steve Avery's trailer and shit. I was like, oh, this shit is tight as fuck. And that hook. Why?
I liked Untouchable.
No, the fuck you did. Are you shitting me?
The sound of Untouchable.
White boy. You're a rock star.
I do like the content of it.
It's so basic.
It is basic. Sometimes his audience needs the basic shit.
Yeah, you're right.
So,
right.
And then I think the beat changed on it, so it got a little bit better.
It got darker.
When the beat changed, it was.
Yeah, when the beat changed. When it got from the rock shit. When it got from the rock shit.
Y'all are giving so many.
No, wait. You didn't like it when the beat changed?
Oh.
Huh? You didn't like the beat change?
No. Really? I like when the song changed. Well, actually, no, I didn't.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Hold that back. Like, oh, Ripper was back too.
Wait. Is that the song where he started talking about like the flag and like Kaepernick and all that? Is that the song where the beat changed?
He talked about Kaepernick a bunch on this album.
I like that. I'm with you on that. Yeah. I like when the beat changed. It was okay.
Yeah, the beat change made it better.
Oh, because the first beat was so terrible that it
No. I get you.
That's why you liked it. Okay, now I get it.
No. Yeah.
Now I get it. That's what I get it. We're going to take it back to old school. From shit to a booger.
Right.
Now I get it.
Right.
Actually, there was one dope line where he said something about getting a Derringer. You better be Captain America like Steve Rogers.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that line was actually dope.
Yeah.
Well, actually, wasn't dope. That line was okay.
Yeah.
But that's because it was surrounded by
so much bad
lines. I want to know what Royce has to say. Like, honest.
He hasn't said anything.
He's been quiet. I really do.
Because you can't really say anything. Like,
I mean, I want to know what he thinks, though.
Yeah, you can say something, but I think
what though?
That's Mitch's ass.
You can be diplomatic. You can be like, bro, you let us down, man. Like, what's happening right now? Like what Joe Budden said. I agreed with most of it. I didn't agree with the delivery because it's Joe Budden.
Mm-hmm.
But what he was saying was on point. Like, this sounds like. This was not something that he really wanted to do. Mm-hmm. Like this, I don't know. It just doesn't. I just can't see M sitting down and writing this album.
Like, and it being like, this is it. Like, this is it.
That could be the influence of Rick Rubin.
To make a poorly produced,
album? Kind of a pop, white sounding type of hip hop album as your last.
They get Dre on the phone. Dre should have walked in with his small ass and be like, Rick, you need to go sit down somewhere.
Yes.
Huh?
This is not going to be his last album.
I think
he's going
to
do another.
I don't think he needs to do another one.
I think maybe you said it earlier. I think this is going to be.
He messed up his point, though, if you keep this up.
But I don't think he would do another album like this.
No, he's not going to do another album like this. Yeah.
But what were you going to say?
Oh, wait. You know what? Never mind. I think Relapse to Recovery was different, though. I was just thinking about what happened with Relapse and Recovery, how he made Recovery because of the backlash against Relapse. So I was saying that if the backlash is as bad against this one as it was in the past,
yeah, because he turned around and made that immediately, right?
Maybe he'd go back to
Okay, but no, but the thing is, with Relapse, I still say the rapping wasn't bad. I think people had a bigger issue with the fact that he was doing this Jamaican accent.
Right. Yeah.
So that's why he was able to come back and like, okay, I'm going to remove the Jamaican accent and I'm going to start rapping like I usually do. I'm going to, of course, add some pop sensibilities to it and make an album. Cool. We don't want to admit it, but M has been declining.
Yeah.
He's Tiger Woods.
Since Relapse. There you go.
He's Tiger Woods, man.
Yep.
Because it's funny because when I listen to this, I even went back and listened to Encore and I'm like, damn, this album is so bad. Encore don't even sound that horrible because at least it feels like
it felt like it was
bad at the time, but it felt like an Eminem album.
This is probably his worst album.
Is horrible. Like I don't have no Eminem feel on this album at all.
Does this ruin his legacy?
Yes. Yes.
Ruin?
Like ruin, but it hurts it.
It hurts.
Eminem, okay, you're right.
He's still gonna be considered a top lyricist.
Yeah, of course.
But
see, like ruin to me means like we have to put that into question. This doesn't do that. But it hurts.
It puts into question like what's really going on.
Yeah.
Like again, I'm not gonna sit here and say that it was definitely done by someone else or I'm not in M's head. I don't understand, and I'm not gonna keep trying to understand. I'm gonna say is this is a bad album, and I'll never listen to it again.
I personally don't think he's falling off. I think if something came along that inspired him to rap different on different beats, I think he would rise to the occasion.
If Donald Trump fucking up the United States cannot inspire you to write good raps, then Eminem should not be considered one of the greatest.
That may not
what
be.
Else, might what not else be can inspire him then?
Other people. I'm just saying that I think this was just a moment. A moment.
He's
a bad
had too
moment.
Many moments, bro.
I think this isn't a bad moment.
No, this is like a stroke.
I think it goes back to It goes back to what Rap was saying. Eminem is a student of the game. Mm-hmm. He can put out a fire-ass hip-hop album if he wants to.
Yeah. Right.
If it's still in him. But kind of to what we're saying is that he's at a certain place right now where I don't think that's in him to do.
So that's what you're saying. Not necessarily he doesn't have the capability. I thought y'all were saying he doesn't have the capability.
Oh, that's what I said.
Yeah, that's what Mike was saying.
That's what I said. I think that era of M putting together crazy ass multiples and or not multiples, multis and syllabatics, blah blah blahs.
We're not gonna get
it's
that.
It's over.
We're not gonna get that.
I think that's over.
Maybe not at the same level.
Not that.
But you don't lose it all.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't lose it all. So to
there
me,
there were still glimpses though.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
There were glimpses. And then shit.
Like, yeah.
Barely though. Barely.
Hold on. Let me try to find.
But it was still there.
Yeah, exactly. That's
but like I said, Chloris didn't have moments.
Smack you in the face.
But I'll still say Framed was really dope.
I give you that.
There was a song where.
Well, okay, hold on. Go back. I'm sorry.
No,
go back to Offended real quick. If granted, most of the shit that he said in the song wasn't really offensive, which goes back to what I was saying, that it's just like a dude making dad jokes. But if you look at that song, that's classic M. Like M is rhyming kind of like he used to, but it's the old school Eminem humor, like the fucking an interracial blow-up doll that looks like Rachel Dolezal. Yeah, like that kind of shit, that's classic M. But the problem is we only got like two glimpses out of fucking
20
songs.
That's the problem.
So that's what I go back to. It looks like if you put those songs next to each other, it sounds like those songs were written by somebody else. Like the two songs that are good don't sound anything like any of this other shit. Like, I think that Eminem has just flat out lost it. He put a song on here, but a whole fucking song is pink damn near.
Yep.
And he just comes in and raps at the end. What is the point of that?
Like eight bars and that was
who's looking for a pink song in 2018?
Right.
Who is, and I'm not shitting on pink.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, I don't think that she's a name that's hot. So what I'm saying is, it seems like he's not just making bad decisions by himself. He has people around him that are making bad decisions.
Rick Rubin.
But I guess, like, why would you make that many songs? If you don't have that many songs in you, why would you make that many songs?
Because I don't think Eminem thinks this is bad.
Do you think he knows he took a risk?
Yes, because he's talking about things, and he's talking about things at length that he hasn't really delved into before.
Right. And from a different perspective, because young M used to be cynical. It was like,
aha. This M is serious.
This M is serious. This, like you said, this is the dad M, and I get it. And you can have a different perspective, and your viewpoint can change as you get older. That's to be expected
but
with anybody, right?
Shouldn't
exactly. And that's where it hurts me. That's where it hurts me because the only person that I could compare him to at this phase in his career is Jay, right? And to me, it's like when I hear Jay, his skills didn't diminish. His view, his perspective changed.
But I think the seriousness is the change, the noticeable change. And why this album sounds the way it does, because he is in a different place in his life. I think he's at a moment in his life where he's looking back on everything and there's this sense of regret.
But that's fine. So he regretted rapping good before?
And like Mike continues to say, it's not the content.
Right.
The content's not the problem.
But I think the content to him probably required a different sound.
Nah, bruh. Dog, you're making real excuses now. Look, I'm going to hit you with this one. I don't remember what song it was, but there's one song where he says some shit like, fall off, that day'll never come. Fuck you, bitch. I'm better than I ever was. So he still thinks that he's spitting.
I'm with you, and I think the problem is he don't have no checks and balances. Everybody's like, M, that's
at this point.
If anything, M would ask for feedback, But nobody's going to just give M feedback like that.
No.
And you know what? And there's a story to support that as well. Just Blaze and M were in the studio, and Just Blaze says, you know, I'm very honest, open, direct. Like, I just give my feedback, you know. But nobody told me that M doesn't work that way. And I did it, and then M looked at me, and he had to, like, leave the room. And then, you know, like, yeah. And,
wow.
Yeah, and, you know, come back and had to work it out, but...
Was that for this album?
No, not for this album. No. Just past, like, way back in the day, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, you know, I think that those top people in the game, like, you don't say nothing. You let them do what they do.
Y'all haters. Come on, dog.
Yeah, I'm
with B.
Not even part of
Wait,
a song.
No. B, you gonna tell me Frame wasn't dope?
Frame was cool.
Then you have a favorite track.
Not favorite. That's not favorite.
So, yeah, give him a little bit of B.
Frame and offended, okay?
Get a man some.
Frame and offended.
You gotta give me one, man. God damn, it's Eminem.
You didn't like a single song. You didn't like Frame either.
Frame and offended are the two best tracks on this, but I don't have a favorite.
Oh, gotcha.
On this album, Revival, I liked Chloroseptic, Untouchable, Framed and Offended.
I will say Framed and Offended. That's all I can do. The rest of this was unfucking listenable.
It was. It was a challenge getting through this album.
It was.
Yeah. If this is how you're gonna go out, I don't know how you'd be comfortable with that. Personally,
right,
because if this is your craft, this is your art, this is what you put your time, and I know you're a student of the game, you know what I'm saying, I just don't understand how you're okay with this. You know, this is like taking a game winner and you know you're not gonna come back next year and you airball it bad in a bad game. Like you have to redeem yourself somewhat.
Eminem, if you're watching, you know, I think we said the content definitely wasn't a problem on here. Appreciated the stories you had to tell, the topics you had to talk about. The production didn't quite match up with that or match up at all. And I think that that's where there's a bit of a disconnect between what you wanted to write about and encompassing the sound to back that. This kind of reminds me of like when rappers get on the tail end of their career. And I think we even had a video on that where when do you think it's time for, you know, when do you stop following your rapper? When do you let him go? And that was a point in time when Cube had that, and he just didn't make the same type of music that I liked from his earlier discography. And I think this is where we are, but you're in a different place. You want to put out a different type of music and you're entitled to do that. So for me, I don't like this album, but you know, if it's indeed your last, I hate it went out like this.
Em, if you're watching,
Detroit.
Seeing your career, like, just being from this underground lyricist that everyone feared you back in the days, to just now seeing this, seeing how your career has played out, at least like, as we've been saying, the second half of your career and the albums you're making. We were just talking about you on the Marshall Mathers LP, how you were still able to craft songs and still have these crazy ass multi-lyrics, syllable rhyme schemes and everything that you've been used to doing, and like, and you, and you've shown that even in some of your ciphers in your second half of your career, when you do these the Shady ciphers, the BET ciphers, you're still showing that you can do that. But you crafting these type of albums, man, it's just, for me, it's just really disappointing. It's kind of sad in a sense, just because, like, you know, yeah, coming up in Detroit, it's just like, damn. Like, you was that dude that really put Detroit on the map.
It's so cold in the D, huh, B?
Cold in the D.
Man.
Cold in the D, man. Like, it's really cold in the D when you drop an album like this. And I'm very disappointed in this album. Like, I barely got some good songs out of this from you. So, yeah, man. If this is your last album, this is a bad way to go out.
Bruh. You let me down, dog. I don't even know what to say. I feel like I have been a hanger-on, a clinger, you know, that boogie that just won't come off that fucking nose hair. I've been that guy that's just been like, no, Eminem is still one of the best, and y'all need to stop talking all this shit. I don't know what happened here. I'm not going to say anything that's even remotely definitive until you come out and say, but I'm, as a longtime Eminem fan, I'm not going to sit here and pretend that this album wasn't horrendous. Like, it's really bad. I don't know what you're going for. I don't know what your purpose was. If you're happy with this album, that's great, man. I hope you continue to be happy. But just understand and don't get all ticked off if you hear that a lot of your core fans are not happy whatsoever with the product that you gave. If this is your last album, I agree with B that I think it's a really bad way to go out. Yeah, I don't really know what else to say, man. I'm really disappointed.